News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
In a minute, we'll be looking at Prince Harry's loss of that case. He and a number of other people who had taken the Daily Mail publisher to court, losing fairly significantly, and the editor-in-chief of the Daily Mail group making a stinging attack on Prince Harry after the court decision. But before that, other matters from the UK. Nigel Farage has resigned as MP for Clacton. He says he's going to contest the by-election that he has now caused. And he says that he has never been angrier in his life and says that the media is trying to intimidate his family. I'm joined by James Lyons, former Director of Strategic Communications for Keir Starmer. James, this is obviously a political stroke, but is it a very clever political stroke?
Good morning. Well, it did look like a clever stroke for a few minutes yesterday. Nigel Farage obviously wanting to seize back the initiative and appeal, if you like, over the heads of the parliamentary authorities to the voters of Clacton. And, you know, if he wins, he'll be able to say that the voters there know all about his finances and they don't care, et cetera, et cetera. But I think he was also trying to set up a kind of people versus the establishment fight at the very start of Andy Burnham's premiership. You know, Andy will be in Downing Street very shortly, and reform have been seen as on the ropes, and a winning Clacton would help put some wind back in their sails. Unfortunately for Nigel Farage, the other parties aren't playing ball, and he should have known that this was a possibility, because the last time an MP tried to pull this stroke, David Davis back in 2008 in a protest over civil liberties, exactly the same thing happened.
Now, if the Tories don't fight the by-election and Labour don't fight the by-election, what does that mean? I assume the by-election continues and it becomes just independent characters and a man wearing a bin.
Count Binface is definitely fancying his chances. Now, look, Nigel Farage got nearly half of the vote in the seat last time round, so I think we've got to bet on him being safely returned as the MP for Clacton whenever this contest happens, and we might talk about that in a minute. But, you know, how big does Count Binface's vote have to be before it looks very embarrassing for Nigel Farage? That's a very interesting question.
Does he not achieve his end result either way, which is a capacity to say, look, I tested this with the voters. They have given me the mandate. This is the establishment trying to punish me. This is the legal system being used against me, and plays the song that we've seen Trump successfully play, that we're now seeing Le Pen successfully play, and move on while the dogs keep barking.
Well, first of all, I think the government are probably going to keep him twisting in the wind for a while, because they get to decide when the writ is moved to actually hold the by-election. But then secondly, the problem for Nigel Farage is, under the rules in Westminster, if and when he is safely returned to Parliament, the standards investigation into his finances and that £5 million he took from a Thai crypto king, and then possibly also these latest revelations about him, the financial support he's received from his very close aide George Cottrell, that all kicks off again, and that could end up in a trigger ballot and another by-election.
And does that impact his support or reform support?
I think if you're a Nigel Farage fan, I don't think this stuff moves the dial for you. I think if you don't like Nigel Farage, you already don't like Nigel Farage. And I think there are very few people who are undecided about him, given his long, long, long tenure in British politics. I think what it does do, though, is it kind of cements in people's views of him already. And the problem for reform is that they are not yet at a sufficient level to win outright, particularly when you see the kind of tactical voting that's seen them lose the last five by-elections, each one to a different party, where voters have just gone for whoever they think is best placed to beat reform.
James, thank you very much. James Lyons, former Director of Strategic Communications for Keir Starmer.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.